You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
It is indeed. And this morning in the studio, we've got Alex Sims from the Business School at the University of Auckland, Commercial Law Associate Professor. We're talking a wee bit about ChatGPT. I've been saying ChatGBT, I've just realised, for ages this morning, which I'm sure is a buzzword, a thing that people have maybe even played around with. But welcome, Alex. It's lovely to have you in the studio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's start with the very basics for people who maybe haven't explored ChatGPT. What is this new tool thing that exists in the world?
Well, ChatGPT is effectively what they call a large language model. So you can put text in or figures in, ask it to do things, but also importantly, it's only one of hundreds of similar things. So it's not just ChatGPT.
So this is artificial intelligence. It seems to have been really hyper-injected into the zeitgeist recently. In the last couple of months, we're probably hearing more conversations about it than we ever have before in the mainstream. What's the reason for this? Why is it suddenly so prolific?
Because it's very, very good. I mean, even the people that have been working with this for many, many years have been absolutely stunned at its progress.
So that's something that has taken people by surprise then. This is something we thought there'd be quite a few more years perhaps on the clock before we got to the level of computation power that ChatGPT has?
Yes.
Wow, that's amazing. So what does it mean in the context of a university? We're already hearing discussions about that. Assessment processes, people writing their essays through ChatGPT. I'm sure we've all heard a few things about that. What's the perspective on that at the moment in academia?
Well, I mean, my point of view, and I've been thinking about this for a long time, is we have to change. So I call it the pre-ChatGPT era.
Right. Okay, so that's where we are now, you reckon. What does that mean?
Well, for example, I've changed all my assessment questions. So I don't set a question and get people to answer it. For example, in my area, commercial law, is I will give them a question and then I will give them an answer and get them to critique and tell me in that answer what's right and why and what's not right and why.
Now that's really interesting and quite different, I think, from perhaps what people expect from university assessment. But, you know, with ChatGPT, you can plug in your question and get a pretty decent answer quite a lot of the time now. Is that right?
Well, that it depends. Sometimes you can get a decent answer. Other times it can be wrong. But what we have to assess is, do you know...
Yeah.
The content.
Yeah. And now that's a really hard thing to do even without tools perhaps obscuring people's personal knowledge and the internet's greater understanding. But what do you think we can see perhaps some positive ways in which tools like ChatGPT can be used?
Well, I think there are really positive ways. So, for example, my son, who's at university, he's got a bit of dyslexia and doesn't write very well. Speaking to him, brilliant, but his writing is no good. But so here he can use these tools and actually show that he knows what he's talking about. Because in the past, pre-ChatGPT, we've equated, if you've written something really well, we think, you know your content. Mm. And we haven't been really assessing knowledge.
No, been assessing form perhaps, which is a different whole conversation entirely.
And also I do think our brain defaults. Okay, so if we see something beautifully written, we think, wow.
Yeah.
And that's just wrong.
Yeah, that's how politicians can do all the things that they do, isn't it? So, Alex, what do you see as ways in which maybe we could be incorporating it as a learning tool or thinking about it as a learning tool in the present and the future?
Well, it is definitely, but it's very hard for most people to get their heads around. Okay, it's a paradigm shift because people have been doing things a certain way for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Yeah,
and now
you're
going, no, it's all over. And that, so it's going to be a rough transition period. One of the things I've seen, someone who's a professor of technology and society, as she said, ChatGPT has altered the universe.
Wow. Okay?
That is not hyperbole, it has. And so it's going to take a while. It is a tool, but what I'm really worried about, because I have children at school too, at university, so I'm not only a teacher, I'm a mother, is that some students, no, just some, you're seeing this as a shortcut.
Right.
And that is profoundly detrimental to them in the long run.
Yeah.
So please, whatever you think, oh, well, this will save me time, what are you here at university? You might as well leave. Because coming out now with a degree, that's not enough.
So the thing that I'm hearing a lot of conversation about is kind of what you're saying here, Alex. This is something that we could be totally using really well, but if we rely on it sort of lazily, it's not really expanding thinking, it's not really expanding technology. It's just creating a kind of a shortcut that isn't really leading you anywhere.
Yeah, to use these tools, you actually need to know all the content, and then wow, you're off. So it's not just teaching people tools, it's you need the thing to say, okay, well, this answer isn't right, I'm going to change it. And that's what we need. But people honestly are being they think, wow, this looks really good, it looks sort of correct, wow, but it's most of the time it's not 100% correct.
Yeah, totally. So obviously we're in the kind of shiny new toy era of this technology at the moment, but when we sort of get past that initial almost gimmicky stage that we're in at the moment, there are some ways this could become, well, it probably will inevitably become very integrated into our day-to-day life. Is that something you anticipate?
Oh yes. So I've seen, for example, Microsoft Office with, you know, already Microsoft has got it will just start to draft a email response based on all your emails, and it's great.
That's amazing. I mean, there's so much, this does open a whole new world as well though about things like copyright, intellectual property, all those stuff that is way outside my scope of knowledge. But from a perspective in commercial law, are there conversations that you're already hearing or discussing with colleagues, with people in the industries?
Well, yes. I mean, it's, well, for a start, if you can't use this, you think, well, I'm better than this, you're going to be out of a job because you need to be able to use it. And other people say, oh, well, it's not very good. Well, it's getting better very rapidly.
Right.
So you've, and you know, we've got also this bias. We think, well, people are better.
Yeah.
And for some things, no, we're not. What we have, and this is just also a quick plug for other things, is that at universities, yes, you come up with your degree, but also it's that you've done, okay, you've done the work, but also just being really engaged.
Mm.
Because the research shows that like 70% of jobs that you get are through people, your networks.
Yeah.
And this is the time to make your networks.
Mm.
Don't just think, oh, come in and go away. No, you've just absolutely stuffed yourself. You spent a whole lot of money. You spent 4 or 5 years effectively for not that much.
Mm, so it's all about, it's a tool, but people are never not going to be important in this conversation as well, are they, Alex? No. Hey, Alex, thank you so much. I mean, we could talk about this for hours, and we unfortunately don't have hours to talk about it in, but I'm sure this will be a conversation we keep coming back to as we sort of start to understand how it's positioning itself in society at the moment and how we're using it. Thank you so much for speaking with us about ChatGPT and various other AI processing at the moment. Alex Sims from the Business School at the University of Auckland. Kia ora.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn, thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.